It is the final Tuesday of the month, and that means Mayor's Minute on 94.1 Juice FM. Thanks so much for taking our call this morning.
I'm happy to be here, Jordan.
Obviously, during COVID-19, we have seen a lot of changes around the city, and I have a very selfish question to ask you. I took a shed down in my backyard this past weekend and made some room in the yard, but now I've got to get rid of the shed. I know the landfill has had some special things going on, but when are free Saturdays opening back up? Do we know yet?
I think we're going to be having them open from now on. We had 3 days open. This from last Saturday, Sunday, and yesterday, where people could drop things off at the landfill. And so starting from now on, as long as we can manage the flow of people at the landfill and they can social distance, the landfill will be open on Saturdays from now on for regular drop-offs.
And how do I get that special mayor's pass that puts me to the front of the line when I go through there? Is that something you can hook me up with?
The mayor doesn't have any
special... No privileges for anybody here. All right. We also heard in the news today that, or in the news yesterday, rather, that playgrounds have opened out in Tabor. Is there any sort of update when we could see playgrounds open here and what sort of guidelines will be in place?
Yeah, we are trying to follow along with... what we can do. The challenge is in a smaller community, you might have just a few playgrounds. But in Lethbridge, I think we have close to 200 with equipment on it. So I know that our staff is meeting today. I know that other cities opened up, I think, last Friday. Cities around Edmonton and the city of Edmonton managed to open up last Friday. The challenge we have is making sure that everyone is safe. And so if your kids are using the play equipment, what if your child is the 150th one to use that equipment that day? And how do you get five-year-olds to physically distance from each other?
It's pretty impossible.
Yeah. As a father of a five-year-old, I'm sure you know.
They don't listen very well.
So what we want to do is make sure that we've inspected all the equipment, that we have the appropriate signs in place at as many playgrounds as possible, hopefully all of them. Reminding parents that they are the ones that will be responsible for keeping their own children safe and other children safe. So we want to make sure that people respect social distancing, and there has to be a lot of parental supervision when playgrounds do open. We're aiming for June the 1st. In some of our big playgrounds, like the ones at Henderson Lake Park, Nicholas Sharon, and the Legacy Park in North Lethbridge, it's going to be a real challenge for people to use those playgrounds safely.
Mayor Spearman joins us the final Tuesday of every month for Mayor's Minute on 94.1 Juice FM. Just one last thing, I guess, as we are going through COVID-19 and continue to try and practice the social distancing and staying healthy, is there anything you just want to pass on to everybody in Lethbridge?
Well, the city has formed three subcommittees now. We'll be asking for community input on things that people think are issues. We want to make sure we capture everything as we begin the recovery process in Lethbridge. So if you have ideas, send them into your city council members and myself. We'll make sure that they go through to the recovery committee.
Mayor Spearman joins us for Mayor's Minute on 94.1 Juice FM. Thanks so much for taking your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you.